afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. You can thank Marcia for getting this today, because I've been down with a cold for a few days and kind of totally forgot I had to do one today. Anyway, I'm ready, and I hope you are, and I hope you're having a great time enjoying the feeling of spring and summer, and it's just kind of pleasant. Anyway, I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of John, and it's a very short passage, but it has a very lot to say. So I'd ask you to open your hearts and minds to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of John. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." I said it was short. Certainly has a lot to say. It says, "I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Holy Spirit will replace me and speak to you personally." And do we ever hear the Holy Spirit speak to us personally? I think we do. In fact, in my case, I know we do. I can say that I honestly know the Holy Spirit's been talking to me from time to time. Sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't. I guess that's part of being a human being. But oftentimes, the Spirit's not just telling me things. He or she is gently pushing me forward, pushing me in a different direction, pushing me to change a bit about who I am and what I do. Now, I'm so far from perfect that you don't have to figure that out. And if you're not sure, just ask Marcia. She can let you know that I'm a long ways from perfect. But I continue to work in that direction only because the Spirit continues to guide me, to gently nudge me, and periodically slap me across the back of the head and say, "You really messed up. You better do something about that." You do realize that I can sometimes be a bit bold in my conversations. But what are you doing with the Holy Spirit? Are you recognizing the Holy Spirit at work in you? Are you understanding what the Spirit's doing? Do you believe that God is actually directing you through Jesus and the Spirit? Do you believe that some of the things you've done or some of the things you've that have happened to you have been accidental and it just happened that way? Or was there something else going on? Have you ever done things in your life that you didn't think you could do, but all of a sudden somehow you were confronted with a situation where you had to do it? And amazing, beyond amazing, you got through it and did an excellent job. Did you thank the Holy Spirit in all of those cases? We mark everything down in our lives as being coincidental, that we meet people, we do things, and things happen because that's just the way it is. Well, that may be, but I tend to believe that oftentimes it has more to do with what the Spirit's doing to guide us and push us into a direction, to be with people that we otherwise wouldn't be, to be challenged by something that's going on, and by being given ideas about how to fix that. Have you ever been challenged by the Holy Spirit? If you said no, then I'm going to say, well, then you just missed it. Because I can tell you, you're challenged by the Holy Spirit each and every day. We keep thinking of challenges and opportunities and miracles as being great big things, huge events. But they're the little things in life that lead to the changes in life, that lead to you becoming and I becoming a stronger in our beliefs and better at our outreach to others. When was the last time that you felt the need to do something? Call somebody, write a letter, phone them, talk to yourself about them. Try to discern where you're supposed to be in this relationship. You've just had a major disagreement And now you've got to figure out, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? Where am I going to go? And we suddenly get the gentle nudge that says, well, you know, maybe I should look at their side and try to understand where they're coming from. I don't necessarily have to agree with them, but I have to accept that they're allowed that. And the Holy Spirit's then calming you down. And then you can say, well, I can do that much. I can allow myself to let go and let God. I'm still not going to change what I believe to be the right direction, but I need to recognize that I don't have all the answers and that people don't have to do it my way because I think it's the only way. The Spirit challenges us by putting people in our lives that challenge us. And sometimes we recognize the challenge and we work our way through it. And other times we get upset or angry and walk away and don't understand why this is happening. We need to grow. Grow in our faith. Grow in our love of others. Grow on our taking the scriptures out in our life and in our words. It means people should be able to look at us and say, they're different. What's different about them? I want some of that difference. Listen to the Spirit. We know the Spirit's there. And a lot of times we get this nudge or this feeling that we need to do something and something that we've been uncomfortable about doing. And we keep procrastinating and somehow the urge or the sense that we need to do it seems to grow and get larger. And all of a sudden we decide, no, I'm not doing that. That's not who I am. I don't want anything to do with that, so I won't do it. Well, that's fine. You can do that. The Spirit's not going to give you a whipping. It's not going to remind you every other 10 minutes that you screwed up and didn't do what you were told to do. But it's going to hope that you spend some more time thinking about it and come to a realization that maybe you could have handled the situation differently. And it doesn't mean you would do everything that the Spirit would have you do, but you'd make an effort not to be yourself, and you'd actually reach a little bit beyond your comfort zone. So we get confronted. We get confronted by people all the time. And we wonder, where did these people come from? How did they get here? Why am I in the middle of this crowd talking to this young lady or this young man or this senior citizen or this homeless person? Why am I here? And you have to say, because the Spirit's put me here. And obviously there's something I need to do. I need to reach out and have a conversation. And at some point in time, excuse me, if I feel up to it, I need to talk about Jesus. Whether it be in a short prayer, whether it be in, I'm a Christian, are you? Do you want to know anything about Jesus? I can tell you a little bit. I don't have a lot of information, but I can pray with you. It's not big things that we do. It's the little things. The nudging that the Spirit gives us, the challenge that He gives us, and the somewhat guilt we feel when we don't respond appropriately. That's all the Holy Spirit at work in us. And every time we listen to the Spirit and follow through with the challenge, we become stronger in our faith. And every time we have a failure, we're forgiven and given another chance. Listen to the Spirit. Respond with body, soul, and mind. And feel the rewards of being a follower of Christ. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for each new day of life and the blessings that come from it. We thank you for the gift of life that you've given us and how you continue to challenge us through the Spirit. We thank you Jesus, for giving us the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us. Help us be more attentive. Help us to accept the challenges. Give us the courage and the wisdom and the desire to reach out and do as the Spirit is guiding us. And this we ask in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Wilma had been a member of her church for many, many years. In her later years, she needed the assistance of a cane to help in walking. Well, a lot of us are beginning to recognize that. As she was talking with her pastor, she would make points by lightly tapping him on the chest. Excuse me, her shoulder with the handle of her cane. One Sunday after morning worship service, the pastor was standing at the back of the sanctuary. Wilma hobbled up to him and said, That was a pretty good sermon. In true Christian piety, he said, Thank you, Wilma, but it wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit. Without batting an eye, she tapped him in the middle of the chest with her cane and said, Oh no, if it was the Holy Spirit, it would have been a lot better than that. Thank goodness I never heard that. I heard of a chap in Ottawa who was offered a job with a commuting high-tech firm in San Jose. Salary was about double what he was making, and he began to pray, asking the Lord for some direction. His son was chattering with a buddy a few days later who asked, So what's going to happen? Oh, said the son, Dad's praying, but Mom's packing. Amen and amen.